Hi, welcome to this week's episode of Endometriosis Journey to Butterfly. I'm Latisha, endometriosis advocate, jewelry designer and owner of Standout Style, speaker, and author. So, this week I'm going to talk about doctors, specifically different specialty doctors. We're going to talk about my journey with endometriosis and different doctors I've gone to, as well as ones I'm going to go to. So, I'm going to talk about, you know, of course we've all been to the OBGYN, but what happens when you've gone to the OBGYN and you don't feel like you're getting enough help or support? What are your next steps? You know, like, who can you go to? So, we know, of course, the OBGYN can help with, you know, different things. They can do surgery, of course, they do laparoscopic, they can do hysterectomies, they can prescribe different types of medication and all of that. But what if you feel like you're not getting the support or what you need from them? What is the next step? What do you need to do? Who do you go to? So, there are a couple different things. So, I've talked about it previously. So, I've done a couple things. I am currently in the process of doing a couple things. So, one of the routes that I am going is, for one, and it's something I was going to do, honestly, years ago before, a couple years ago before I even got my official endometriosis diagnosis, I was going to go see integrative medicine. So, integrative medicine is basically a doctor who deals with some different issues, different illnesses, and for the most part, they look at it through a holistic approach. So they're still medicine. They could prescribe medicine, but it's more going to be like herbs or homeopathic medicine. It's not going to be your regular, like what your doctor prescribes, medication. So that is something to think about. So they basically think about your lifestyle as a whole. Like, we think about food, we think about medicine, we think about exercise, we think about everything when we think about integrative medicine. And one of the things that I like about it is just their approach to holistic medicine. The one that I go to anyway is real big on holistic. So that's something I was looking for personally, was holistic. But just also, they have run blood tests, and have measured for things that I haven't been tested for before. I haven't been tested for. So I have, you know, and things change and all of that. So, you know, I've been to, well, virtually, I guess I've been to a lot of different doctors. We're still in our pandemic, so I've been to different doctors. I've been to OBGYN this year. I have been virtually and in person to the OBGYN. Virtually went to fertility specialist. We talked about that because since I have endometriosis, I wanted to see how my fertility was just personally. That was something personal I wanted to do. So I've seen them, and now we're talking about integrative. So, with integrative medicine, fertility specialists ran a lot of blood tests, did a lot of blood work, and found out a whole bunch of things. honestly. But integrative medicine ran some different tests and found out other things that I guess integrative runs that fertility, I guess, does not run. Because I went over the test with them and they're like, oh, well, they didn't run this and that. But I guess I should make this disclaimer. Integrative medicine normally is not covered by insurance, which means you have to pay out of pocket for it. So that is basically why I did not go previously. So when my doctor suggested it about a couple of years ago, I was not able to go based on finances. It's expensive to go. For me at the time, it was expensive to go. And like I said, insurance does not pay for it. So, I mean, it just depends on where you go, how much it costs, and how much your visits are, how often you have to go. But they are big on having natural remedies. So they, you know, I went over what test I had done, and so from there she said, okay, well, we'll see, you know, what we think from there. These are the tests, you know, I like to run some blood tests. It doesn't seem like you have this done and this, so we'll go ahead and check for these different things. And I'm like, okay. And I felt, you know, that I thought that fertility was thorough in terms of their multiple vials of blood they took. I think they took 8 or 9 vials of blood, honestly, for their test. But, you know, so I thought they took a lot of tests. But integrative took different tests. I mean, like, they took different tests. And she told me, honestly, basically one of the things that she was, you know, looking for was she was thinking maybe I had an estrogen dominance, which is something, hormone imbalance basically is what she's thinking, because a lot of women have a hormone imbalance, which can cause a lot of different hormonal problems. So some of the women, I guess they're starting to notice, have an imbalance in hormones. Estrogen mainly is what the hormone imbalance is that they're seeing, and they feel like that can cause some problems with, that's why you're having issues with endometriosis. Excess estrogen causes endometriosis, fibroid cysts, and you know, well, I've been to the ER twice due to cysts, and I have fibroids as well, and of course, endometriosis. So, of course, we're going to do an estrogen test. Well, come to find out, never had an estrogen test before, which is really interesting. So, you know, would have thought that's something that would have been done at fertility, but wasn't. So, we're going to do an estrogen test. You know, we're going to do thyroid test. You know, we do progesterone, test some other things, cholesterol, other tests that that they do. So, do all of that, do some testing. Of course, I have to wait about a week to get my test results back because I had a 37-day cycle, which was quite the pain in the butt for my cyclist. I'm going to start to move my appointment back to finally get the results. So we come to find out, honestly, so in terms of what she's thinking, my estrogen actually is normal, so my estrogen is good. But I do still have a hormonal imbalance, just not the way she thought. So one of my other hormones is low. But we in terms of that, there is issues with that because I have food allergies, and basically having food allergies causes a problem in me being low, because what they use, like if I wanted to take, for example, the oral medication, it is with peanut oil, can't have peanuts. And then if we use the cream, can't use the cream because it's made with yams. I'm allergic to sweet potatoes and yams. So we have an issue in terms of what I can use to get my hormone up because I have allergies. So shout out to the people who have food allergies. Medication. When you have food allergies, medication becomes an issue as well. And it's not something that we think about and or talk about. And honestly, the only reason that I knew that this particular medication that she prescribed had was made with yams was because I did additional research. I'm someone who likes to know a whole lot of information, so I did additional research on my own and found out that it was made from that. It wasn't something she told me. I'm pretty sure I filled out on there, you know, that I was allergic to it. But, you know, and she's like, well, they're all made from that. So I can't even take the specific medicine. I have to use another herbal supplement to try to build up that hormone, because all of the hormones are made with yams. And so it's like, I can't even take it. So otherwise, you know, I could have had a big issue on my hands with taking something I am allergic to. So, it's just like, it's so, so important to advocate for your health. Think about every little thing. Tell your doctor about your food allergies, because you never think that your food allergies can translate over into your medicine, but they can. They are using peanuts, fish, things that you would never think of in medication now, which is causing an issue. So please speak up for yourself. Otherwise, that could cause a big ordeal. What if I didn't put down on my sheet that I was allergic to peanuts and she gave that to me and I didn't pay attention or didn't know I had peanut oil? Oh my God, my throat closes up and I can't breathe when I eat peanuts. That alone could have killed me. I mean, that is scary. So, it's just so important that you advocate for your health and tell the doctor everything that's going on with you. Your food allergies. I mean, even, you know, as slight as when I eat some food, my mouth itch, I get a rash, anything like that. It could honestly be life or death with food allergies. And most people do not take food allergies seriously. They feel like food allergies means you don't like it. No, food allergies are life and death. You cannot play around with food allergies. If someone tells you they have a food allergy, take that seriously. Don't be like, oh, they just don't like it. They're picky. Da, 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 da. Don't play around with other people's lives like that. If they tell you they're allergic, don't give them that food. Don't cross-contaminate the food. I have had issues with people cross-contaminating food, both personally and at a restaurant. And if I did not carry Benadryl, honestly, and now I have to carry an EpiPen, honestly. I was able finally to get an EpiPen and all of that. Because it's just like cross-contamination is so real. And you go and it's just, you never know. So, just take that seriously. So, just thankfully, going to integrative medicine did help me be able to see some different things. Like, I never would have known that I was low on different hormones if I did not go to integrative medicine, because it was not checked. OBGYN didn't check, fertility didn't check, not checked. So I do want to stress that you should be checked for hormones. So I would not know or want to stress into that. That's very important. So, that is so important in terms of that, just all of that. So, also, just they go more, your doctor does spend time with you and stuff, but I feel like they're more in depth and invested in your health and trying to get you healthy and get you on the right track and keep you off of medication and keep you from going down the wrong track in terms of keeping you from getting life-changing diseases. So, what does that mean? That means if they see you're heading towards getting another disease, they will try to help you make lifestyle, aka food or diet changes, to keep you from getting that disease. As opposed to if you go to your doctor and they see you're heading down that path, they will probably put you on medication. They may not help you try to stop that. Holistic medication, holistic medicine will try to pull you back, to stop you from going down that road. They want to pull you back. Whereas modern medicine, traditional medicine, may just put you on a medication and not try to help you get that specific disease. So that's very, something very, very important to know as well. Depending on endometriosis, different things, I talked about for my own benefit, I just wanted to know, you know, if, I want to know how endometriosis had affected my eggs, my tubes, and all that for my benefit. So I went to a fertility doctor to see about that personally. Fertility, like I talked, does do a lot of tests to see what is going on with you. Blood-wise, they do a test to see if your tubes are open. That's like an outpatient surgery. See if your tubes are open, one of your tubes are open, both your tubes are open, and all of that. Really fast. Wasn't painful to me. Check your egg quality. How your eggs, like if you have some, all of that. They can't tell you, you know, if it's good or bad, but what it is for your age and all of that. And just talk about, you know, different options and all of that. So fertility, I feel like, is a good, if you would like to have kids, you have endometriosis, and you're just wanting to know how you stand, I feel like it's not a bad idea to go get that checked out and see how everything's going. It's like a normal visit, a normal doctor visit, so it's not anything extra that you have to pay for. Like lab work is normally covered under insurance. You just have to pay whatever your copay or whatever is for specialists. So I found out I was low on vitamin D from fertility. So a lot of women are low on vitamin D, but I did find that out from fertility, who told me that I was low. So from going to different specialists, I have found out a lot about my body and, you know, being low. I will tell you, when I went to the holistic doctor and talked about my previous tests and all of that, then they did tell me I need to take a higher dose of vitamin D and bump that up. So I ended up bumping up my vitamin D and all of that. So it's important to, again, if you go to another doctor, let them know what other tests you've done and the score and all of that. You know, see if vitamin D. I feel like on some level it's helped me. I feel like for the most part I am sleeping a little better. Some nights I'm still not sleeping as well, but you know, that comes and goes in terms of that. So fertility, that's, you know, they do tests. It depends on which, you know, what kind of fertility you want to go. And they just go over things with you. You know, if you're going to do IUI, IVF, they have all different things. You need to buy sperm, just all of those different things. So it just lets you know all about that. So I just, you know, did that on my own. I know a lot of people who have gone through fertility. And I just wanted to see what, you know, what my options were. Wanted to see how my body was personally and what effect endometriosis had on it. Because endometriosis affects people in different ways. And based on where my endometriosis, even though they specifically did not give me stage 4, that's how I feel. Based on the research, stage 4, I have it in my bowel, I have it in different places, so I feel like I'm stage 4 even though they didn't tell me. So I wanted, and I've been dealing with it for years and years, so I wanted to see from there. But also, so speaking of, since I feel like I have bowel endometriosis, honestly, bowel specialist, honestly, is one of the next stops, I feel like, for me. Honestly, I should have been referred to a bowel specialist, when I had my surgery, and the OBGYN saw that I had endometriosis on my bowel. That should have been her. That's what she should have referred me to, but she didn't. So I can't, you know, that's her mistake. I can't, you know, undo her mistake, but I can only move forward. So I have to make that referral and do that myself. So in the new year, you know, you're probably hearing me talk about it. I'm going to do the bowel specialist to see, you know, if they're able to do surgery or what they can do to get endometriosis off my bowel, because that's something I feel like that's really hindering me and causing a problem for me. Thankfully, they looked at my, thankfully, I guess they must have looked at my case, I'm not sure, but they did do the appointment. My doctor was able to send over a referral for me, and they looked at it, because they only take referrals and take you if they feel like you need it. So thankfully they were able to look at me and feel like I need it. I'm thankful for that. I feel like a lot of my bowel issues come from that, and it is honestly life changing, especially around when my period is. So that's very very thankful for that appointment, and I can't wait to see how it goes. And I'm keeping my documentation to make sure that I am very prepared for that appointment, because it's something that I had to, an appointment I had to fight to get. So I'm very thankful for that. Last specialist that I'm going to is endometriosis specialist. And I have been trying to go to an endometriosis specialist for a while. Again, depending on the endometriosis specialist, it may or may not be covered under your insurance. There may or may not be one in your area. There's not always one in your area, so you may have to travel, so be prepared for that. And we're going to just start off with the endometriosis specialist. So someone who is specialized in endometriosis, they can do all types of surgery as well. And just honestly, endometriosis, people that have endometriosis, honestly, they just recommend you go to an endometriosis specialist for surgery, for whatever. I've talked about them in endometriosis groups, social media, and I just, you know, have had conversations with multiple people, and they just talk about endometriosis specialist. Now, I did have a conversation recently with someone, and you know, I'm like, you know, I have my appointment scheduled, and just was asking, you know, what is the schedule, you know, like how often, you know, just like trying to get a feel for it, you know, like how often do you go a lot, you know, like how is it like going to other specialists, you know, like how often do you go? And you know, she told me on average, you know, she'd go like every 3 months. And I'm like, okay, you know, like, do you still have, you know, a gynecologist as well, you know, interested, because I need to switch gynecologists, and all of that. And she's like, yeah, I still have a gynecologist, but I don't go as often. I go to the endometriosis specialist more to help. And I'm like, okay, sounds good. So yes, I can still get another OBGYN doctor, but the endometriosis specialist sounds like, you know, that's where I'll be going more. So, honestly, so let's talk about this. So, preparing for the endometriosis specialist, I'm someone who's very organized, so I'm detail-oriented, so I'm like, I've got my notes and everything to tell them. You know, they send me, like, documentation, you know, tell me where it goes. It's like, you know, pre-register, that's fine, online. It's like, please, you know, print out and fill out our paperwork. Like, fine, print out the paperwork. This paperwork is 35 pages long. Never in life have I seen paperwork from a doctor that is 35 pages long. Not only that, this paperwork asks questions I have never in my life seen. Like, never. Like, it asks questions even the fertility doctor did not ask. OBGYN doesn't ask. No one asks these questions. So, I'm like, 35 pages of information is a lot. But once I printed it off and saw it, honestly, I've got to tell you, I felt so good that I made the right decision to see an endometriosis specialist. These are the questions you need to ask people. These are the right questions. These are the questions that I have been, these questions are things that I have talked about. These are things that I have complained about. These are the things we need to be talking about. You're asking about painful bowel movements. Yes. How often are they? Are they around your cycle? Do they get worse around your cycle? We're talking about bowel endometriosis. What is your cycle like? Is it regular, irregular, somewhat irregular? It breaks it down by days. How is your flow? It gives you charts, pictures. This is medium. This is light. This is heavy. This is what it looks like on a pad. This is what it looks like on a tampon. It shows you pictures. It asks you how long you've been on birth control. What type of birth control have you been on? Now, some of these questions, it's been a while, so I really, you know, I can't really answer some of them, but it asks you, do you have a natural period or a hormone, you know, or like a hormone-induced period, which is the pill, the patch, the shot, all of that, and explains all that. Yes. This is the things that we talk about. These are the things we talk about. This is what we educate on. This is amazing. This is what you ask people. This is the endometriosis. Like, we need this. This is what I research. This is what we do. So this is very exciting to me that this is what you ask on your sheet. If this is what you ask on your sheet, I'm assuming the appointment is going to be amazing. We're going to go over this sheet. We're going to talk about bowel endometriosis. We're going to talk about periods. We're going to talk about painful sex. We're going to talk about period flow. We're going to talk about all things endometriosis, which is what I'm all about, which is my goal, which is what I educate on, which is what I talk about, which is why I write books, which is why I do podcasts. To get information out about endometriosis, educate people. I am so excited that we're going to talk about that at this appointment. It is just a breath of fresh air, which made me realize I won't know till I meet them, but I'm hopefully have found the right doctor and the person for me. Because it is so hard to find the right doctor, first of all, and to find someone who truly cares. So I am so excited about this appointment. I am just like on cloud nine thinking, finally someone can help me. My peers have been wonky since March. My OBGYN doesn't care. But this has given me hope. So I'm so excited about that. And just, finally someone who seems like, based on the paperwork, they get it. They get what endometriosis is, what we need to ask women with endometriosis. That is their specialty. They have studied it. They know what it is, all the different things that can go along with it. We don't have to sit there and tell them. They have the questions for us. They're asking us. They know all of the signs. They know it. They know us. These are our people, I feel like. It's just going to be an amazing experience because the OBGYN knows endometriosis, but they don't know endometriosis. So they ask some questions, but not all the questions. So next episode, hopefully, I will talk more about my appointment, how it went, and share that with you and talk about end of the year stuff, just everything. I can't believe that we're almost at the end of the year. So exciting. All things endometriosis. But it's just, can't believe that the end of the year is here, and 2020 has definitely been an interesting year. It's just so many things. I will talk about so many things next week. I'll talk more about my book, different things that have going on with that, just so many things coming down the pipe. I'm excited. My goal is to get more information out about endometriosis, so I feel like this podcast is one way, books are another, just all of that. Shout out to all of you that listen. I'm so excited. It tells me I have listeners from over 19 countries. So excited. Thank you guys. I appreciate it. Again, I do this podcast for you guys. So, so, so excited. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Just so many things thinking about with this appointment. Health is just so important. I mean, I can't stress enough how important health is. You only get one life. You have to make the best of it and be as healthy as you can. If the doctor asks you to make lifestyle diet changes, is it fun? No, it's not. But if it saves your life, that's what it's all about. We have to be more healthy and exercise and just eat better. I mean, that's what we have to do. We have to be better. I just can't stress that enough. Health is all we have. It's just this pandemic, I guess, has really, really shown that. Endometriosis, I know the last couple of weeks, I've had really bad flares, and I have no idea why. I don't know what's causing it. I just know I've had really bad flares, and honestly, they have made me want to take it easy and stay in bed. And I'm like, then my cycle was longer, so I don't know what is going on. I'm sure some of you can relate. I don't know. It's just been a funky year. It's just very, very, very frustrating on some level. But I want you guys to look more into the different specialists that I talked about. If you need to go to an endometriosis specialist, please look for one. If you're interested in integrative medicine, you know, they can help you. Like I told you, they're out of pocket, so you will have to pay. Check and see how much it is on that. And depends on, you know, ask them up front. I mean, the person I went to asked them, you know, how much does it cost for a visit, and go from there. Now, personally for me, I had to do, my visits were approximately, I had to do two visits like within a little less than a month. So I had my first visit where we talked and went over everything, and then she told me what blood work to do. And then I had to do my follow-up from blood work, but I don't go back again for like 3 months. And all of that. So, you know, if it's something, honestly, I know we're in tight times with money and stuff. Honestly, I suggest saving up. That's what I had to, saving up and just going, go. You know, even if you can only go for the two times or something. Go, because they do so much. I just am in awe. I'm like, yeah, I did spend, you know, some money, but the information that I found is valuable and honestly can change my life. And I can't put a price on my life and my health. So it's honestly worth it. I mean, I just am grateful and blessed that I got someone who understands endometriosis and is willing to help me. That's the most important thing. Find someone who's willing to help you. Some, you know, that's really what it's all about, is finding someone who's willing to help you. I'd love to hear about your journey with endometriosis, a specialist. Please, you know, reach out about your, you know, whether there's a specialist you like, if you have to travel for a specialist, if there's one in your town, all of that. This week's episode is a little bit shorter. I just wanted to hop on and talk about a little bit about specialists this week as I gear up for my appointment. And I know we're getting ready, so my next episode will be coming on after the holidays. So I want to wish everyone a happy holiday, no matter where you are. So I know when we get, my next episode will be after the holidays, so I'll talk about that. And just so much going on. I feel like I've just been so busy lately, and endometriosis, I think that's part of it. I feel like I've been so busy lately, and endometriosis has been flaring out, and it's just a catch-22, and we're in December. And it's like, I'm ready to just be done with the flares and all of that. I hope everyone's staying safe, staying healthy. I hope we're in good spirits. And I'm hoping that it is good weather where you are. So, take your vitamins. I guess here in the U.S., people, I guess, are starting the whole pandemic thing, I guess they're starting to stock up on things again, starting to stock up on different vitamins, all of that. So, you know, make sure you stay healthy and stay on top of that, and all of that. So, that's all I have to say on this week's episode of Endometriosis Sharing the Butterfly. Hope you learned some things. As always, I appreciate you. My next episode, as I said, will be after the holidays, which can't believe the holidays are in, you know, here 2 weeks. So it'll be Saturday, December 26th at 12:45 Central Standard Time will be when the next episode comes out. Again, I told you we're going to talk about my follow-up with the endometriosis specialist, which I'm so excited about. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about the end of the year. And just my book, and just all types of fun things and whatever else we can come up with. If you have questions or anything you want to talk about, be sure to email me. Check out, I'm still pre-selling the book. Book's coming out in January, so still have the link for pre-sales, jewelry, all the fun things that I do. So again, be safe, stay healthy, and I will see you next time on the next episode of Endometriosis Journey to Butterfly. Bye.